This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. U.S. President Donald Trump is flying back from Vietnam after his second summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un ended without an agreement. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports from Hanoi.
The table had been set for a celebratory lunch and a ceremony prepared for Trump and Kim to sign agreements. But both events were hastily canceled just before noon on Thursday, bringing a premature end to their second summit. Trump told a news conference Kim wanted all sanctions against North Korea lifted in exchange for a partial dismantling of its nuclear program. But that was not sufficient.
Always have to be prepared to walk.
Asked whether he is willing to try again at a third summit, Trump replied, "No such meeting is planned, but he is hopeful. An agreement can be reached eventually." Steve Herman, VOA News, Hanoi.
President Trump says he was a little impressed by something his former fixer, Michael Cohen, did before Congress Wednesday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
The president says Cohen lied a lot.
He didn't lie about one thing. He said no collusion with the Russian hoax.
What Cohen actually said was he's not aware of any direct evidence about collusion, but has his suspicions.
I was a little impressed by that, frankly. He could have gone all out. He only went about 95% instead of 100%.
The president says he watched as much of what he called a fake hearing as he could, slamming Democrats for holding it while he was in Vietnam. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The top U.S. trade official said Wednesday a deal with China is not close to being completed. The world's two biggest economies have been negotiating for months on a new agreement, even as they have imposed hefty new tariffs on billions of dollars of each other's exports. This is VOA News. Fresh fighting has erupted between Indian and Pakistani soldiers along the so-called line of control that divides disputed Kashmir between the two nuclear-armed rivals. Meantime, thousands of passengers are left stranded as airlines scramble to reroute flights that fly over Pakistan. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
In Bangkok, thousands of travelers are stranded, and affected airlines are trying to change their flight paths. Thai Airlines says it's rerouting flights to Europe, and Malaysia hopes its planes will avoid airspace over Pakistan and northern India until further notice. Islamabad officials say the country's airspace would reopen as of midnight Pakistan time. The move was triggered after Pakistan says its military had shot down two Indian warplanes and captured a pilot, escalating tensions between the nuclear-armed rivals. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The United States and a number of other nations walked out of the United Nations Conference on Disarmament in Switzerland Wednesday as a representative of Venezuela's embattled president, Nicolas Maduro, got ready to speak. The U.S. ambassador to the event told reporters it was meant to indicate that the Maduro government has no moral or political legitimacy. He said the spokesman's presence was a disgrace to the chamber. A Coast Guard officer who worked at headquarters in Washington has been indicted on weapons and drug charges. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
49-year-old Christopher Paul Hassan has been in federal custody since February 15th. The indictment includes charges of illegal possession of firearms by a drug addict and unlawful user and illegal possession of firearm silencers. According to prosecutors, investigators found 15 firearms, including 7 rifles and over 1,000 rounds of ammunition in a search of Hassan's apartment in Silver Spring, Maryland. In a court filing, prosecutors said Hassan has espoused extremist views for years. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill Wednesday expanding background checks to include gun shows and internet sales. The House plans to vote on a second bill Thursday to expand the time allowed to conduct a background check from just a few minutes, in some cases, to at least 10 days. The two bills are likely to run into resistance in the Republican-controlled Senate, which sees many gun control measures as an infringement on Second Amendment rights. Security experts say the U.S. government is likely exaggerating the threat it says the Chinese telecommunications giant Huawei poses to the world's next-generation wireless networks. Critics say the U.S. case is short on specifics and glosses over the fact that China doesn't need secret access to Huawei routers to infiltrate global networks that already have notoriously poor security. Get your day's news on voanews.com. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.